This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1526. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded August 18th, the Accent Station news from Argentina, Bahrain, Bangladesh, Bonaire, Brazil, Bulgaria, China, Djibouti, Ethiopian and Western Saharan clandestines, India, Indonesia, Kashmir, Liberia, Lithuania, Morocco, Nigeria, Pakistan, St. Helena, Tennessee, Sri Lanka, Uganda, Hal Turner convicted, giving up on AM, and the propagation outlook. If you hear a heterodyne on 15345, it's probably Morocco versus Argentina, two nations which do not participate in HFCC and insist on colliding with each other, but not quite on the same frequency. Varying more than Morocco is Radio Nacional Argentina. Lately, we've had three reports of it being slightly on the low side. On the 11th of August at 2102, Luca Bottofiore in Italy reported to Playdx that RAI was on 15344.30. He could separate it from Morocco by using lower sideband and digital signal processing. In fact, he says he completely eliminated the Moroccan signal, even though it was less than 1 kilohertz away. On August 15th, Ron Howard in California had Radio Nacional on 15344.20. until sign-off at 0227, an excellent program of bossa nova songs, but they pulled the plug suddenly in the middle of a song. That, of course, was on a Saturday evening, UT Sunday, when it's the domestic service relay rather than the external service in English during that hour on weekdays. And the other report, a bit later on August 15th at 2300, Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania measured Radio Nacional on 15344.17 with a football game, and the usual exaggerated goals screamed out and prolonged. And it was parallel, in this case, to 6060, but with interference from Brazil. Last week, we mentioned Radio Bahrain being heard well on 6010 in Finland. Their only other frequency is 9745 upper sideband. Scott Barber in New Hampshire thinks he had that August 10th at 2039 in Arabic with some Arabic music, but it was very weak, just below the noise floor. 2039 UT from the Abu Hayyan transmitter site. Much closer in Austria, Patrick Robich reported to DSWCIDX Window, Radio Bahrain, on 9745 upper, August 5th at 2057 to 2130. And he says they were relaying the domestic FM station with a new youth program in Arabic, international pop music and IDs, as 98.4 Shabab, S-H-A-B-A-B. And their website is www.984shabab.com. There are three Asian stations on 4750, unfortunately. Over here, the least likely to be heard is Bangladesh, more likely Indonesia or China. But in Afghanistan, Al Muik reports Bangladesh, Betar, August 9th at 12:56. Fair reception and improving as dusk approached in his location, with flute music, time pips, and a news and call-in show. We also have reported this from Gerhard Verdin visiting Thailand in DSWCIDX Window on 4750. He was hearing it from as early as 1000 UT daily from August 2nd to 8th. That was about 2 hours before local sunset, but then Bangladesh is not that far from Thailand. He says this seemed unusual since it's to the northwest of his location. Heard throughout the local evening, always strong and mostly blocking Radio Republic Indonesia Makassar. And in Japan, Koji Hashimoto reported to Japan Premium, Bangladesh Betar on 4750. August 7th, with an ID at 1420 amid Bengali music and talk. Here's a shortwave station actually adding language services rather than deleting them. Radio station Belarus is to launch French and Spanish transmissions, according to their website via Andy Sennett on the Media Network blog. They already have Belarusian and English, of course, although it's rather hard to hear in North America. The website says, starting from September, we launch services in French and Spanish. The program Belarus from A to Z will tell you about the most prominent events in the history of Belarus, its culture, traditions, and present-day life. French will be on Sundays at 1940 UT, the Spanish service at 2000. And if the frequency schedule holds, that should be on 1170, 7255, 7360, and 7390, probably also streaming. Mark Schiefelbein in Missouri reports that an amateur radio de-expedition will operate from the facility and the antennas of Radio Nederland in Bonaire. The dissolution of the Netherlands Antilles in October will create several new radio countries, according to ARRL, for the purposes of award counting. So a large-scale amateur de-expedition to Bonaire plans to take to the airwaves as soon as the results of the referendum become official on the 10th of October. They'll be operating from several locations around the island and using the Radio Netherlands relay station during the hours it is off the air. That is actually hooking up their ham transmitters to the extremely high-gain antennas, like 1230 to 1830 UT, when normally the shortwave broadcasts are taking a break. More information at www.bonaire2010.com. In DSWCIDX Window, Graham Bell in Cape Town reports that Radio Cultura Araraquara, São Paulo, Brazil, has been reactivated on 3364.96. Heard with Portuguese talk, a duet pop song, ballad with accordion and guitars, a full ID at sign-off, which was abrupt, at 0205 UT. In Hardcore DX, Rick Van Riel in New Hampshire reports, Radio Bulgaria on a second harmonic, 14800. Mostly listenable, although weak and intermittent, August 16th at 2007 UT. 2x7400. Chinese Communist all-musical Firedrake jamming continues to be heard here and there. The propagation conditions have not been too good between East Asia and us. Friday the 13th was better than usual. I was hearing them at various times around 1340 on 10500, 11050, that's an unusual one, 14700, and 15140. A previously regular Firedrake frequency was 14970, but on August 15th, I instead was hearing continuous talk in Chinese. Could it have been Sound of Hope? No, it was parallel to CNR1 jammers on 11990, 11805, and 11785, among many others. A couple more active Firedrake frequencies noted August 17th around 1240 UT, 9380 and 13680. Zacharias Liangas, visiting Furka, Greece, reports Djibouti not only on 4780 but parallel medium wave 1539, August 2nd at 1910 in vernacular. Ola Alm in Sweden says for years 4780 has been crushed by strong co-channel digital ute for most of the evening, but now the ute has moved up about 2 kilohertz. So the lower sideband of Radio Djibouti is free for enjoying their Horn of Africa music. On August 12th, their transmission was extended by 1 hour to 2200, no doubt due to the beginning of Ramadan. And then there's the opposition station, La Voix de Djibouti, still airing every Thursday. Heard August 5th by Koji Hashimoto in Japan Premium, signing on at 1201. 17880 in Arabic, then the national anthem, Quran, and ID. They're cagey about the transmitter site, but it's probably France. Several Ethiopian clandestines reported this week. An especially productive frequency is 15350. Zaharias Liangas in Greece reports Voice of Elsena, August 2nd at 17:30, mentioning democracy and Christ. And then slightly later on the same frequency is Radio Bilal, B-I-L-A-L. Zacharias heard that July 31st at 18:40, talking about Ramadan, and later some actual Quran readings, which are, of course, in Arabic. I have also heard this surprisingly well, August 11th, until abruptly off at 1900 UT on 15350. The Alkylist says the transmitter site is Samara, Russia, beamed almost due south with 250 kilowatts, not at all towards us, and the next day reception was more like it, barely audible here. They have a website, much of it in English. It's www.radio-bilal.com/radio. And don't you believe the outdated schedule on the site? They have an address in Washington, D.C. I've yet to find any explanation of what the name Bilal means, however. Another report of it from Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania. On August 14th, signing on at 1800, Radio Bilal via Samara, with local chants and Amharic talk. He says there were some English with excerpts of President Obama's speech about a Ground Zero mosque, so-called. Last week's report of Radio Verdad Guatemala being heard back on shortwave 4052.5 is apparently erroneous. I've now heard from Dr. Madrid at the station. He doesn't say he's back on shortwave, but he is talking about possibly getting help from an American engineer who has all kinds of suggestions about improving their technical setup, including better grounding, if he can find a way to visit the station. We mentioned last week that there would be special broadcasts from All India Radio for the Independence Day address by the President of India. Ron Howard in California was monitoring and heard a number of them. August 14th, the address started at 13:30 in Hindi and then in English at 13:53. However, he was disappointed that the Kohima transmitter was not on the air, as it had been for previous special occasions, only on 4850. He was hearing other stations in the area on 4775 and 4970. Radio Republic Indonesia in Nabire is a tough catch in North America since it's on the 7 megahertz band and operating mostly in the daytime. But it is reported from Japan by Koji Hashimoto, Japan Premium, on 7289.82, August 6th, before and after 0800, with a Jakarta news relay at the top of the hour. And measured on 7289.828 by David Sharp in New South Wales. He heard it at the new time of 2300 UT. That may be shortly after morning sign-on over there. Many mentions of Indonesia and apparently local news rather than an RRI relay at that time. He says previously he'd only heard it around 0700. This was on the 13th of August. And more good news from Indonesia. Atsunori Yoshida via Seichi Hasegawa reports that the RRI Jambi transmitter on Sumatra has been reactivated, 4925, heard August 17th from before 1100 until sign-off at 1556, with Jakarta news at 1200 and local news at 1300. This is World of Radio number 1526. A lot more info is given away on our website, worldofradio.org. We delight in doing so, but there are expenses, so our thanks for financial support, this time via PayPal to woradio@yahoo.com, from Jim Gershman, K1JJJ. Or one may send a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. If listeners abroad would like to contribute but find neither method feasible, email me anyway and maybe we can work something out. Here's another Ramadan special broadcast, which may make it easier to hear a certain station, Radio Kashmir in Srinagar. In DX India, Joe Jacobs says they have special Ramzan broadcasts starting August 12th. There's an early morning transmission heard on 4950 from 2215 to 2256 UT, parallel to medium wave 1116. The specials will continue until the end of Ramadan around the 10th of September, but timings vary slightly from day to day. He doesn't explain, but I think the point of this is to have some radio accompaniment for the final meal just before sunrise and a full day of fasting. We might call it breakfast, except it's just the opposite. A transmission that early means there's a full darkness path to the west. And in São Paulo State, Brazil, Lucio Otavio Bobrovich took advantage of it and heard Radio Kashmir August 12th at 2226 to 2250 on 4950. It was overriding Angola, which I think would be the station he would normally hear at that time. It's slightly below 4950, making a heterodyne. Last week we had hot news from Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in Brazil about Star Radio Liberia changing frequencies on the 75-meter band. They were on 4025, then went to 3900 and 3955, and now there's yet another one he heard August 17th, before and after 0700 UT, 3960. But no telling what other ones they may try on the band. Also mentioned last week was the fact that Radio Vilnius, Lithuania, which went off shortwave previously, produced its final English program even on the internet last October 30th. Harry Brooks in Northeast England has a recording of it and has put it up on a website so you may listen for old time's sake to the very last English broadcast from Lithuania. There's a direct link to it in the latest issue of DX Listening Digest via worldofradio.org. I mentioned earlier Morocco clashing with Argentina around 15:345. But Morocco has another clash. This time they're at fault for being a full kilohertz off frequency, 15.341, which they use until approximately 1500. If you hear a heterodyne on that from 15.340, at that hour, it's from HCJB Australia's South Asian service, which occasionally makes it through here. One or both may be arriving via long path on the Arabic from Morocco, August 16th at 14:43, along with the heterodyne. I was hearing a slight echo in Arabic, so that may have been long and short path as well. What they ought to do in Morocco is around 1500 is switch from 15.345 to 15.340. That way they would avoid interfering with both Australia and Argentina, but that would make too much sense. Despite the brand new high power transmitters and antennas at the Voice of Nigeria, I've not had much luck hearing them lately and wonder if they're really in use. Are they still broadcasting on 15120? Yes, although I'm not getting them. There are other reports of their English transmissions. I believe there's at least 1 hour on that frequency at 05, 15, and 18. According to Wolfgang Büschel in Germany, Ivanildo Gonçalves Dantas in Brazil in the Radio Escutas group. In DX South Asia, Joe Jacob and Abhikesh Gupta report extended schedules from some of the medium wave stations in Pakistan because of the flood situation. Peshawar on 540, Multan on 1035, and Rawalpindi on 1152. BBC Urdu service has also publicized their additional transmissions for flood-hit Pakistan. Do they mention the frequencies? Of course not. I suppose everybody knows what they are over there, but special Urdu programs in universal time are at 0730, 1030, and 1330, and in Pashto 15 minutes later. Meanwhile, aside from the flooding, not clear if this is related, the Associated Press of Pakistan reports via BBC monitoring that two medium wave stations of PBC were attacked with hand grenades or rockets. Fortunately, there were no casualties, and they continued on the air. They were the stations at Gwadar, which is in the extreme southwestern corner of the country, and at Khuzdar, in the south central part, which is closer to the flooding area. The latter is on 567 kilohertz, but not sure what the frequency is for unlisted Gwadar. The date has now been chosen for this year's Radio St. Helena Day special broadcast, Saturday, the 9th of October, according to station manager Gary Walters via Robert Kipp. On 11092.5, of course, the frequency always used. And the schedule looks similar to previous ones. There are four different beam headings to Europe at 1900 at 10 degrees, then switching to India at 2030 at 70 degrees, Japan at 2130, 50 degrees, and North America from 2300 to midnight 30, aimed 310 degrees. Same rules as before apply to getting a QSL card if you manage to hear them. Reports must be only by airmail, not by email, although they'll be glad to hear from you as well during the broadcast. More details as the date draws nearer. Again, it's Saturday afternoon and evening, October 9th, which happens to be the Thanksgiving Day weekend in Canada and Columbus Day weekend in the U.S. And as forecast last week, QSLs have started to reach listeners for last year's broadcast. We heard first from Steve Lair in Michigan, who got his on the 16th of August. On August 16th, we noticed a major programming change on WWCR, and this was promptly reflected on their online schedule, updated as of that date. Transmitter 4 is now 24/7 with the Overcomer Ministry, which means we can say goodbye to everything else, including the Sunday 23:30 broadcast of World of Radio on 9980. We are still on the schedule at the previous four other times via other transmitters, including the one recently changed Saturday at 1600 on 12160. Via Alokesh Gupta in DX South Asia, Joe's Jacob in India reports that Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation is using three frequencies at once for its evening broadcast 0830 to 1230. Not only 7190, 11905, but also 9770. From Greece, Zaharias Liangas says Uganda is now on 7195, starting at 16 UT, as heard August 9th and 11th, with talks in English, including news at 1800, followed by a program in vernacular. Will Martin notes that there was some problem at WWRB last week. They were unable to broadcast World of Radio, although they might have made good at some other time. We hope we're back at the usual time of 0330 UT Friday on 3185. Via Mike Cooper, the New York Times reported that Hal Turner has finally been convicted by a federal jury in Brooklyn of threatening three federal judges. These trials have been going on for some time. We haven't heard much from Turner lately, but those with longer memories know that he was for a while on WBCQ, UT Tuesdays at midnight on 7415, 9 years ago. And he was also the subject of the far-right radio review on Radio for Peace International. Remember that? Following his radio era, he was a blogger on the Internet, and that was what he was convicted of, posting inflammatory messages about three appeals court judges who had upheld a ban of handguns in Chicago. He was charged with a single count of threatening to assault or kill the judges with the intent of impeding their official duties. Another major AM station has thrown in the towel. deciding it has to be on FM to have an impact in its local market, even though it's a 50-kilowatt clear channel AM, WSB Atlanta 750. Thanks to Terry Kruger for a blog item from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution saying that Cox Radio decided to simulcast 750 on FM 95.5, which displaces a hip-hop station, The Beat. In IRCA, Don Kasky in San Francisco says KPIG has also given up on AM. They've already been simulcasting AM and FM last few years on AM 1510, but no more as of August 15th. He heard something in Chinese instead. KSFN, Piedmont, San Francisco. Paul Walker in Illinois says they are still intact on FM. I can't imagine they had much of an audience on AM. It was all FM or Internet. In fact, they are leasing the airtime on AM to someone else. So they found a way to bring in some revenue, which I applaud them for. Yet another follow-up item to last week about the reactivation on shortwave of the Polisario clandestine station for Western Sahara, transmitted from just across the border in Algeria, on 6297, slightly on the high side. We've been referring to it by its Spanish name, Radio Nacional de la República Árabe Saharaui Democrática. However, they only have an hour a day in Spanish, so we really ought to learn to refer to it by its name in the Hassaniya Arabic dialect, used the rest of the day. The ID in the World Radio TV handbook, which I will attempt to pronounce, is Sat al-Sha'ab al-Sahrawi al-Mukaffa. But we can abbreviate that to SASASAM, S-A-S-A-S-A-M. We expected the Spanish segment, as before, to be at 23 to midnight UT, but that's not been the case. Monitoring by K.H. Schmitter in Germany found Spanish starting just after midnight UT and lasting a half an hour or slightly more. That should make it slightly more audible and comprehensible to the West, staying on up to an hour later. However, it's still too early out here in central North America. I can detect a signal, but not really copy it in all the noise after midnight UT. And according to his clip, their time checks are 1 hour off, apparently recorded before they shifted Spanish 1 hour later. A space weather bulletin from SWPC in Boulder arrived on August 14th, headlined, First Solar Radiation Storm of Solar Cycle 24, a small flare on the sun at 1000 UT August 14th, and a coronal mass ejection. They say this is the first solar radiation storm of Cycle 24 and the first one since December of 2006. Their short-term propagation outlook, issued August 17th, ANKNC is peaking at 12 and 3 on August 23rd, otherwise mostly 5 and 2 through September 13th. Solar flux, you're waiting, around 84, peaking at 85 on August 24th to 26th, and no lower than 80 on the 30th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio, 1526.